After Kitty and Juliet passed through the reception line at the ball, they left their parents behind amongst the throng of guests.
"Oh, look!" Juliet exclaimed. "There's Violet Haver. Would you think me frightfully rude if I left you for a few minutes? I want to ask her if she likes my gown."
Kitty gritted her teeth as she spied Miss Haver standing next to the staircase, conversing with an elderly Viscount. Of all Juliet's friends, the girl was her least favourite. Although she was extraordinarily pretty, Miss Haver was a horrible snob and a bad influence. For some inexplicable reason, her gentle sister seemed to like her company. "Go on and enjoy yourself with your friend. I'm sure I'll find someone with whom to pass the time." As Juliet hastened off, Lord Griffin passed by. The man looked exceedingly dashing that evening, Kitty admitted. Not for the first time did she question her refusal of him. "Lord Griffin and I would make a handsome couple, but something about the man seems untrustworthy." Nevertheless, she smiled at him in an encouraging manner. "Good evening, milord." He did not acknowledge her greeting, and her heart sank. "He's a lost cause, and good riddance. Can I cultivate another suitor quick enough to placate my father? I cannot fail, or tonight will be my last night in London, and I'll end an old maid." As she moved through the crowd, several gentlemen of her acquaintance turned their backs when she met their gaze. After the fourth occurrence, real consternation ensued. "It's just a coincidence, surely." She spoke with a few friends, but after 20 minutes, not a single one of her dances was claimed. A trickle of panic became a flood until Lord Trestlebury hastened towards her. "Oh, thank heavens, I'm saved."
"Miss Beaucroft, do you know where I might find your sister? The dancing is about to start, and I'd like her to partner me for the promenade."
She gulped. "What a wonderful choice, my lord. I believe she's chatting with Miss Haver next to the main staircase." The gentleman headed off to claim Juliet, and Kitty bit her lip. For the first time in her life, she was in grave danger of being a wallflower. When the orchestra began to warm up, she drifted into the ballroom to watch the couples assemble on the floor. Lord Griffin's sudden appearance at her elbow gave her a start.
"Good evening, Miss Beaucroft. Do none of our London dandies suit you, or are you waiting for a duke to appear?"
She ignored the insult and gave him a flirtatious smile instead.
"Sir, I feel I owe you..."
"My friends have wagered that you won't dance more than twice tonight. I didn't take that bet, because I'm rather certain you won't dance at all."
Her smile faded as she realized Griffin and her former suitors were bent on meting out retribution for her refusals. It was no wonder she'd been ignored that evening. Apparently, a public humiliation had been prearranged amongst them. "I trust that my unhappiness will afford you and your friends a great deal of satisfaction," she managed. Griffin was jovial.
"A fair amount, I should think."
"Excuse me."
Wounded, she fled from the ballroom in search of refuge. Lady Trestlebury had given her a tour of her spacious home on a previous visit, pointing out a spare bedroom which was usually filled with out-of-season gowns. Her eyes brimming with tears, Kitty hastened down the hallway and climbed the servant staircase to the floor above. She burst into the spare bedroom, slammed the door shut, and backed away as if pursued by the devil. An unfamiliar male voice made her freeze.
"Hello there. I believe you have me at a disadvantage.